views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Wow, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We have a great show for you today because you all have heard me talk about what 2019 feels like, represents, all of the above. Now, yes, there are things going on in the world. There are always things going on in the world. But today's show is really about the things that can be going on in our world, because the buck stops here with us, right?
Right.
You know, if I'm going to enter a realm of being in this venue, I am constantly looking at how I come across, how I work with other people. Sometimes it doesn't mean that you don't have to be definitive, direct, and firm. What it does mean is that you have to do things in life in a way where you are not lowering your vibration, but you're raising your vibration. And that also doesn't mean that you don't look at how to fulfill your life. And so today, oh, Cornelia Stephanie, 2019 retreat, we're talking about in paradise, in paradise. And why are we talking about retreats? Because you're going to hear she and I talk about how retreats in our life was just that thing we needed. It's kind of like this volcano. It's like all of a sudden you've got things that want to come out. You know, you've got things you want to share, but you can't quite get there. You can't understand why I'm so stuck in my stuck. And you keep working on it because every day we do the same thing. We don't take a break. We don't separate. We don't understand the power of paradise, change of geography, and taking a minute for spirit, for healing, and for passion. And that's what today's show is about. One thing I will say to everybody, if you are not planning a retreat, a way to step away and step into your life, after this show, you will be. Certainly for me today, I'm bringing on a master at this. Mm-hmm. Cornelia is so amazing. She has a hit show. She has a powerful, powerful way to work with people to heal. Whether you hear her talking about emotional health, or whether you hear her talking about universal wholeness, or whether you just hear her talking about one of my favorite conversations, money, the thing that you'll know is you can do it too. Today, what we're talking about, though, is you bet you can do it, and you can try to do it hard, or you can learn how to take a breath, take care of yourself, and get some help with energetic energies that she and I both experienced in retreats. Cornelia, great to have you. Let's talk about the magic. Let's talk about the power.
Wow, what a wonderful introduction. And it's exactly, you know, 2019 is really inviting us now to create our best life, no matter what is happening in the outside world. Because you're, like you said, when we first came on, there's a lot of things that we could talk about today. There's a lot of emotional energy that's up out there that we could talk about. There's a lot of things. But the number one important thing that we should talk about, and I am shooting, is we should talk about our well-being. Our number one well-being and being well. And will you, the audience, choose 2019 the year that you make well-being, being well, your number one priority. Your number one priority. And making your well-being, your physical body, your number one priority isn't done like when Pat was talking about going out and doing. It's really about retreating back into oneself to discover things that have never seen the light of day, that have never heard the light of day, that have never been witnessed before. And that is done through retreating. And so we're here to talk today about the power of going on a retreat and what you can expect and why retreats are so important. Your physical body houses your spirit, and your physical body is a universe within itself. And it doesn't have to be hard for you to let the old world that was once suppressed in your physical body die away. It doesn't have to be hard, but I can say that at times it is uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable because when you're releasing and letting go and looking at things that had never been looked at before, there is going to be things that are going to come up that are going to really ask you to bring your greatest love, your greatest compassion, and your greatest healing to that moment. And, you know, our physical bodies have the innate capability to heal, to restore, and rejuvenate itself. But we have to direct and give that program to the body as the new program. And, you know, going on a retreat, this retreat that I'm facilitating in Thailand, which we're going to talk about here today, is going to give you the innate ability and experience to be able to do that so that you can redesign your own DNA and become your own healer, your own coach, your own authority in ways that you have never had. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to talk about the magic and the power of retreats. And, you know, and I think it's really perfect for us to really look back at our lives. You look back at yours, I look back at mine, and then we could set the stage for what people are going to be able to expect. Because I'll tell you, I never thought for myself that the journey that I would go on from what I would say was my first real, I want to call it real retreat, right? I've been on a lot of things, done a lot of things over a short period of time. But never the magic and the power of retreats, the way you're talking about, adventures in paradise, you know, healing the soul, right? All of that. You know, there's something about the settings that have to be so different, right, than our day-to-day in order for us to transform. Tell everyone about what this means, the magic and power of retreats, and the healing that people can expect when they step into the realm of the magic wand of special, special paradise retreats.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Pat. The thing about stepping away from your everyday life, and just by you choosing and saying, yes, I want to retreat. I want to retreat for my soul. Just the power of that, everything in the universe is going to line up to meet you in this new choice that you're making so that you can experience your highest optimal experience. And going on a retreat, there's so much work that goes on inside of a retreat. The container is created for you, for that safe space, for that haven, for you to walk into a place where you can unveil yourself, where you can unveil yourself in a safe space that you don't have in your everyday surroundings. And you know, you're part of a container and a facilitator and a group that you can walk into where now you're going to be seeing yourself in a whole new way and also discovering things about who you are, what your core values are, what you believe, what you think, that in your own everyday life we don't make time for that, and we don't have time for that. So the power of going on a retreat and going to home away from home, because you're taking your physical body with you. And that's really where the retreat happens, in your physical body. And then you're moving into a setting where there's a beautiful space created for you to unveil, for you to reveal, for you to unearth, for you to look at and see what in your life needs to be healed, wants to be heard, wants to be acknowledged in a sacred and safe setting. So that's the magic and the power.
It's so incredible, though, that, and we're going to talk about this throughout the show today. One of the things we're going to talk about during the show today is what happens in our day-to-day. You know, whatever that looks like. Maybe you had a great day at work. Maybe you didn't have a great day at work. But we have millions of people right now. I mean, when you Google the amount of people that are Googling the word stuck or stuckness, I've actually been keeping track of this for the last 15 years when I first Googled it. When you look at the acceleration of how many people are looking at that, stuck and stuckness. Now, I'm not saying that there's a direct correlation between stuck and stuckness, but the one thing everyone's looking for is getting unstuck. And I will tell you that when we come back, we're going to talk about the power, the magic, and the purpose of how a retreat, in my opinion, faster than any other mechanism, can get you from stuck to unstuck to excited. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back, everybody. Cornelia Stephanie is in the house. When we come back, we'll tell you lots more about the retreat. The question really is this your year to really jump into the yes of things? Is this your year to really leave a lot of the baggage behind? I know I've been working on it. And I got to tell you, a lot of stuff has left the hotel. Elvis 2. We'll be right back. And you come around and the world's alive with the sound of kids on the street outside.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I love that we get to talk about divine purpose. We get to talk about lovingly to engage in others, to help others, to look at the practicality of how to do that. And I think today's show, Cornelia, with you is one of these things that you're bringing forward because both you and I have personally experienced the power and the magic. Before we talk about this a little bit more, I would love to know, first of all, how can people listen to your show? How can they find out more about what we're talking about? And how can they work with you directly?
Wonderful. Listening to my show, they can go to my website at corneliastephanie.com and take a look at my past podcasts under the radio tab, which they're incredible. There's incredible information that has been shared there on the Millionaire Imprint for Women, which runs every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. The Millionaire Imprint for Women, it's a powerful show. I bring great transformational leaders on the planet that are changing the world. And it's powerful information. We're changing lives, and people that are listening to the show are getting so much out of it. There's also the Living Your Heaven on Earth show, which runs the first Friday and the third Friday of every month. And you can listen to the Living Heaven on Earth show on Transformation Talk Radio also. And you can work with me one-on-one at emailing radio@corneliastephanie.com and asking for a private session. I assist people with letting go of the old paradigm and claiming their new role in the new paradigm as a person here by choosing to be here and heal and make peace with their past. It's important. It's important information. It's important to make the choice. We were talking about being on the fence, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
And it's important not to be on the fence. It's important to, you know, not have one foot in the old world and one foot in the new. It's like completely jump over and restart your life and reset and make peace with your past. And another way that people can engage and keep up with all the things that I'm doing is to text the word Cornelia to the number 22323, and you're going to get the newsletter. And in my newsletter, I share all the podcasts and everything that that I do throughout the week, and then also the Facebook lives that I do, and all kinds of tips and articles and on how to live in the new earth. So thank you, Pat.
Well, thank you. I want to talk about what you and I were talking about during the break. I was preparing for the show today, and I reflected upon various times that I've engaged in what we're calling retreats here. You know, some of them have been formal, some of them have been more informal. But in the end, you know, the transformation within myself has always resulted from these, right? And so one of the things I've been thinking about a lot, especially as we talk about retreats in paradise as they heal the soul, many times we don't know that our soul is in need of healing, right? And so one of the things I've discovered along the way are things that I've told myself over the years, over the decades, even going way back as a teenager, right? Because I think we do get to reflect on these things, especially when you go on like a vision quest, like my first big retreat was, where everything shows up, right? Everything. But it shows up to heal and to move on. And I was thinking about one thing that has come up this year for me. I work with women outside of work. And one of the things that has come up is the word confusion a lot. And I thought about this. And for a moment, I was at a place, a tipping point, Cornelia, where I almost sided with them on this. And then I'm preparing for the show, and I thought, wait a minute, let me rethink this. Because in my life, confusion is something that helped me explain or provide an excuse with why I wasn't moving forward. The minute that I went on, let's just say, a retreat, and my retreats were in paradise as well, confusion melts away like a hot knife in butter. You know, when things are stripped away from us in a good way, you know, the veil of pretension, the veil of ego, right? The veil of, I'm not going to say duality because I actually love duality, but whatever the veil is, in the form of a retreat where you're supported, where you're loved, where you build relationships, by the end of the retreat, your soul is saying, thank you. Tell us about, from your perspective, how these retreats do this, and what's been your experience? What happened for you so that you share why you're so passionate about this?
Well, I love what you said about the confusion piece, because it's really true. It's really looking at, are you really confused to choose a better life for yourself? Why would you not want to say yes, right, to that? And when we're talking about the soul, if you look at your life's path and you look at where you've come from and where we are on an evolutionary scale on our journey right now, most of us have had intense pain. Most of us have had intense pain to overcome. And now the soul wants to experience intense pleasure. So where before we've lived our life first, you know, having suppressed all the pain, not having acknowledged it, held it within our physical bodies, we haven't even begun living life on this planet, being free, completely free of disease, dis-ease. We haven't even begun tapping into our full creative potential. And, you know, what happens when we do? And so that's why I've created the Your Wealth is in Your Health retreat that I'm facilitating in Thailand this year in April. And I'm inviting the audience to join us so that the more people that become self-healers and move into the self-healing template and redesign their DNA and stop the confusion and get off the fence and nurture the soul. Because really, that's what the soul wants. The soul now is ready to release the old. When we're talking about the collective soul, look at the collective soul, the one soul on the planet. We're all looking to evolve into a higher level of vibrational way of living and being in the new earth, becoming good earth stewards of our planet, becoming good earth stewards of our physical body, and not keep doing what we've been doing, expecting different results, yeah. Right? We're yeah. the ones that have to take charge of our physical bodies that houses our spirit, and our bodies have the innate ability to restore and heal and rejuvenate if we give that mental body direction. And the soul is really ready for that experience now to stop being slaves to a system and stop being victims of our physical bodies, of our environment, of our circumstance, because we're not. We're not victims. We're amazing creators that all have everything that we need inside of ourselves. And so part of the reason this is going to be my 10th retreat that I'm facilitating, I started doing the retreats, facilitating the retreats, because that was my next level of expression where I wanted to create, working one-on-one with people. I had such great results. And, you know, and then I was like, wow, what if I facilitated a retreat for more than one person, where we can all work together as a group. Because when we work together as a group, it's much more powerful.
Oh.
Together in a group, and you're seeing people transform right before your eyes, or somebody in the group is sharing something that you were just experiencing or you're going through. There's so much transformation, so much love, so much healing that happens in a retreat, that the first time that I put on a retreat, I was, you know, it was transformational for me as the facilitator, but there were 33 people in the room, and there were 350 people that joined us from around the world live stream that were part of that retreat back in 2012. And I tell you what, it was a phenomenal experience, because it was actually January of 2013. It was right after the 2012 year. And my higher self invited me to create this retreat, facilitate this retreat, because so many people were worried on the planet about the 2012 thing, when the Mayan calendar was ending, and they were all worried about what's going to happen now at the end of 2012. So the retreat that I facilitated was in January here in my hometown in Laconia, and 33 people from all over the world came, and 350 people from around the world joined us on a live stream for 3 days. And I tell you what, it was powerful to seed the new paradigm and seed exactly how it is. Now what? We as empowered creators are here, and now what is it that we want to do? So, and since that time, I have been inspired to continuously keep facilitating retreats and organizing retreats because of the amazing success that we've had and that I've had. And I love retreats because I do individual personal retreats for myself, where I just love living my life in retreat. Because on a daily basis, if you look at your day and you take mini retreats throughout your day, mini retreats throughout your moments where you tune into the inner self, and you listen in to what's going on with you. What is it that you're needing now? What is it that you're wanting? What is ready to be released and let go of? How are you feeling about what's going on? What is it that you want? If you continue on, you know, building that energy, and then taking a 2-day retreat, you know, on a weekend, or you're taking a 7-day retreat. But I wanted to live my life in retreat in a way of creating this as my life stream, and then still go out and, you know, deal with the busyness in the world. But living my life from a place of retreat, not from a place of chasing the hamster wheel.
I want to ask you this question, because I was reading something and I just got an instant message, and I was typing back to the person, because I think there's something that we should talk about for a moment and then we'll go to break. One of the things that I wanted to clarify that you just clarified is your vision and mission for 2019 is similar to mine, in that I know that this year for us as a network and what we're doing here this year seems a little odd to most people, but our number one priority is to provide a form of media, call it radio, call it podcasting, call it messaging, call it communication, but not just to be a premier positive talk radio network, but to be that body that people can plug into interactively. Think about it. Technology that feeds the soul through positive messaging. That's what we're developing this year. Brand new platform. But folks ask me this. Why, Pat? My friends are like, are you kidding me? You and Linda are still working? What the heck is going on with you? Now, I'll tell you why when we come back. Because I went on a retreat one day. I went on a retreat in 1997, and that retreat changed, I'm going to cry, woo, changed my life forever. My mentor, Sedona Cahill, took people out in the desert for 30 years on vision quests. Never experienced anything like it in my life. And the reason I went, this is how smart the universe is. This is why your message, Cornelia, is more than power and magic. It's essential.
It is.
The universe did this. My boss at the time wanted me to go on this retreat so I could steal all of her ideas so we can bring it back into the workplace as consultants and make a lot of money. We're going to take a short break. What does the universe do when you set an intention like that? Folks, you should know I wasn't buying it. We'll be right back.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, this is really about not just looking about making yourself a number one priority, because it's hard to make the world a number one priority if we're not making ourselves a number one priority. And, you know, we're talking about 2019 retreat in paradise, Cornelia Stephanie. But here's the thing. This is not just any retreat. And the reason I say that is because you heard Cornelia talk a little bit about what she's doing to help, to move energy. And so when I think about a lifetime of work that she's done, and if you don't believe me, listen to her radio show and go ahead and take a look at her website. But this is something that brings her passion, her purpose in along with a global commitment to help people truly embrace the true nature of who they are, which is epic. This is an epic universe. And so we're talking about adventures in paradise, and we want to talk a little bit more, Cornelia, right now about this particular retreat, what it is, where is it, and what can people expect?
What it is, it's your wealth is in your health retreat, and it is, think of it like a mega RX for your body. It's an opportunity for you to, like I said earlier, really move into accepting that your body has the ability to self-heal, to restore itself, and an opportunity for you to experience optimal well-being in 2019 so that you can redesign your DNA according to your authority, according to how you want to live. And it has to do with the four bodies, our emotional body, our mental body, our spiritual body, and our physical body. They all have to work in harmoniously together. And in the retreat, this is what people can expect. They're going to be able to release some of the old suppressed emotions that have been stored in the physical body. And also when the mental body is addressed, we're going to be installing new empowering self-talk that's going to really support them in creating their life today. So that when they leave there, they're coming back home with skills that they're going to be able to use on a consistent basis to work with their own inner healing, their own inner beliefs, their emotions, their spiritual values, and how it is that they want to live their life. Stepping away outside of your life is a powerful way. It always gives you a sense of renewal. And when you take on a retreat like the one that I'm facilitating in Phuket, Thailand, it's April 5th through the 13th at Absolute Twin Sands Resort in Thailand. And I want to tell you, this facility, we have pictures that Carter is showing here of the facility. This people that go and vacation at this resort, they have people that return to that, to Absolute Twin Sands, over and over and over again. The facility is so phenomenal that people love going there. And the retreat that I'm facilitating there is all inclusive, where you're going to get 7 breakfasts. You're going to get 5 2-hour spa treatments every single day. You're going to get daily detox. You're going to get the full use of the workshop with me, which is 2 hours per day. You're going to get Thai ceremony, juicing, and all kinds of wonderful, spa treatments in the spa that are included as part of this. And you're going to be able to really call it a mega RX for your physical body and heal and restore and rejuvenate yourself for your physical body, but also for your soul. So that when you come home, that you're a completely reborn new person. And would you believe, Pat, you're not going to believe this. Pat, hold on to your seat right now. Hold on. Can you believe this? Guess how much it is. I mean, I'm just like, I cannot believe how much it is.
Well, I was going to say like $8,500.
Okay. It's $3,197 for 7 days, all inclusive, everything I just said.
Wow. Wow.
$3,197 for everything I said. The spa treatments, the workshops with me, your room, all the meals, everything is entirely included. I mean, it is just, you know, that's one of the reasons by, you know, going to Thailand, because the prices there are so much more reasonable than they are here. And they're able, this is what they're offering. So it's a no-brainer to get off the fence that Dr. Pat was talking about and choose to take this mega RX, your wealth is in your health retreat with me, and begin 2019 healed, restored, rejuvenated. Make this investment for yourself because it's a lifelong skill of what you're going to learn there. We're going to activate the self-healing template. You're going to meet people that are going to be lifelong friends. And there's 15 spots open for this retreat. I'm just now beginning to promote it now. So it's absolutely a no-brainer to come with us to Thailand. I was just talking to a friend the other day. She said to me, she says, have you ever been to Thailand before? And I told her no. And she said, I have. And she sent me this text. And I want to read to you the text, what she said. So this is what she said about Thailand, going to Thailand. And this is really interesting because now I realize, Dr. Pat, why I'm actually being called there, me personally and the group and the tribe that's going to be there with me, why we're actually being called. Because your higher self is calling you there. Your higher self is calling you so that you can move into a higher vibrational way of living and being. And it's time for you to take that ownership, take that ownership and take ownership of your physical body, your life. Doesn't matter where you are right now with what's going on in your life, whether it's you're not sure about what your purpose is, if you have healing to do around your money, if you have healing to do around health challenges or whatever, because we're going to address all of those in that retreat. And it's an all-inclusive retreat that is going to really support you in healing your physical body, in healing your life through the power of your emotions, and also through installing powerful beliefs that support you in creating your best life.
It's a powerful investment to make in oneself. I mean, when I think about that first, big investment I made in myself, where I decided I was worth taking 10, 11, 12 days and to go explore who I was and who I wanted to become. And my life was never the same. And so it's hard to put a financial amount on that kind of transformation, because I got to tell you, I spent a lot of tens of thousands of dollars on therapy, which didn't get me there.
Exactly.
And so, this is why this is exciting. Tell us more about it.
This is what she said. I found Thailand to be very gentle, feminine place. It's part of the culture to be polite, smile, and be respectful. It's culturally accepted to transform from a male to female and get plastic surgery to become the sex that you feel you were meant to be. I found the men of Thailand to be very respectful towards women, perhaps because of the strong Buddhist roots of the country. I never felt sexualized by the men or objectified. In fact, many men didn't even look at me. There are many monks walking around, intermingling with everyone, the bustling cities, rather than tucked away only in monasteries. Buddhism has so strongly influenced the culture. It was noticeably safe feeling for me as a woman compared to other countries that I've traveled to. So part of why this is so important, Pat, and the reason why I just shared this is because right now we're in a 3 energy. This year is a 3 energy. And the number 3 represents creative expression. It represents the number 3 creative expression. It's also a feminine number. It's the it's a feminine number. And the feminine number is an introvert. It is an introvert. And so going on a retreat with me to the land of the feminine, the Thailand, that whole feminine, really embracing the all-encompassing feminine. And this retreat is not just for the feminine. It's for men and women. There's going to be men and women there. However, it is really embracing the feminine in all of us, the all-encompassing, the all-encompassing, the ocean of the goddess. The ocean of the goddess that we all have within us, so that the healing, because it's through the heart of the mother. It is through the womb of the mother. It is through the nurturing, the love, and the space that the healing takes place. And that's why I want you to think about, look at right now in your life and take a moment and put your hand over your heart, close your eyes, and think about, feel about the time when you felt really healed, or when you felt held by the mother, when you felt held by your father or your grandmother, or where you felt held, where you felt nurtured. That safe, that peaceful feeling. That is the environment that you're going to come to that you're going to be able to unveil who you are to yourself. And you're going to come back home and you're going to be a new person that it's going to change your life, but it's going to put you on the right track. It's going to put you on the right track to where you may be feeling right now that things are falling apart and life is not how you want to live it. It's the perfect time to invest in yourself. It's the perfect time to sign up for the retreat. In this podcast here on Facebook Live and YouTube, Carter is posting the links for the retreat so that you can look at the PDF and everything that's available there, everything that's all included. You can also go to my website and you can look at CorneliaStephanie.com. There's somewhere a tab there. I'm sorry to say somewhere. There's a tab there that says Phuket, Thailand. Look under the Evolve tab, there at Phuket, Thailand, and click on that. And that's going to give you more information. You're going to hear me talk about and promote this retreat a lot over the next couple of months. I'm going to be doing Facebook Lives because this is super, super important. And I'm looking for those 15 people that want to come with me together as a group, the group healing, the group soul work that we're going to do together. You're going to become your own inner shaman. The shamans that go out to the land, like Dr. Pat said, they're going to go on a vision quest. You're going to be that shaman. I'm going to provide the space and open that space for you. And it's going to be transforming. It's going to be life-changing. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, what a beautiful place. But more than beautiful, you know, let's talk about the spiritual nature of Thailand. Because I think that this is where many, many folks have heard about it, but very few people have really got to experience it or have gotten to experience, you know, the sacredness of the land and the nature. Now, I had a friend that toured Thailand on foot and backpacking, so forth and so on. And it's hard for anybody to really sit down and describe what that's like. Now, she journaled. And so I got to hear firsthand, you know, the nuances, you know, how her face felt when that warm air reached her face. It's just so much of what you just talked about, right? And so what I want to say is that you and I both have had to say yes to some things in our lives around retreats. And when we're come out of the other side of it, even in my case, my first vision quest, it was indescribable for me to talk to my friends and family. As a matter of fact, when I got back, I didn't talk for about a week. But we were allowed to write notes. And so my journal described almost every bit, not just of the details of the land, but what I was feeling, what I was experiencing, what it was like to be in a space for 3 days that was so sacred, so private, that was so created, you know, where you could facilitate and talk story and have things that no one has ever heard you say because it's never been safe to say it. And that's, I think, something you might want to talk about. This is sacred and safe for people.
Absolutely. And I love what you said. Exactly. It's like the safety, it's the level of safety of being in the womb. That's the level of safety I'm talking about. One of my skills and one of my abilities as a facilitator, as a coach, is providing people that space. Whether I work with clients one-on-one or I work with a group, people feel not judged. They feel held. They feel heard. They feel understood. And they feel that. And that is one of the things that really makes a facilitator or a coach good at what it is that they do, by just being present with the person to witness them going through whatever it is that they're experiencing without judgment, without even, sometimes it's without even offering anything back, to be able to really totally tune in to what is necessary right now for this healing to take place, because there's different stages. But to really be able to feel held, to feel heard, to feel the warmth, to feel the energy of the mother. And that's also another one of my gifts, is that I bring the energy of the mother for myself and for my clients. And so it's the heart of the mother. It's the heart of the mother that we're giving birth to. And also at the same time, we're giving birth to the heart of the father. And that Trinity, that number three, it's that holy child, the child within, within you, that wants to play, that wants to live in joy, that wants to be held by the mother and the father, so you can become your own inner parent. And let that holy child, that inner child, come out and play, that has never seen the light of day. That is the level of safety and nourishing that I'm talking about, and that we're going to experience in the retreat. I'm looking forward to being in Thailand. I'm looking forward to experiencing the land. The last time that I went, my last travels were in Kauai of last year. And it was a sacred place, a wonderful sacred place for me. And I really grounded in the Sacred Heart throughout that experience, because the Hawaiians, they really, really love their land, and they act like it. And yeah. So they really act like it. And it was really great for me to be there. Now I'm looking forward to embracing the goddess in Thailand and just the land there. And I'm inviting you to come with me for $3,200 for an all-inclusive retreat. It's like a no-brainer. Mm. So, and also I just want to say, I'm going to be doing a facilitating a retreat in Costa Rica at the end of the year. So there's just retreats is it. If people are wanting to do private retreats with me, one-on-one retreats, that's also a possibility. Just private message me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. Go to my website there, or, you know, tune into my radio shows. That's always the best way to hear what I'm up to, because I'm always talking about everything there. The Millionaire Imprint for Women, on Fridays from 1 to 2, I'm getting ready to launch another radio show called Lady Boss, Be the Boss of You, Leading Edge Entrepreneurs. And that's going to most likely begin in February of this year. So what a show, Pat.
I think it's incredible. And what I want to say about it is, please tell folks how they can find out more about the retreat. Let's get to that.
Okay, how they can get to the retreat is, go to, look underneath this thread on this YouTube link that you're going to see. All the links are there. Everything is there. And you can also follow my page on Cornelia Stephanie Facebook page. I'm posting there. You can go to my website at corneliastephanie.com, and there is a tab that says Phuket, Thailand. You do have to look around a little bit, but it's there. It's well worth it. So you have all the information. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22323, and you're going to get the information there too. And say yes right now. I want to go to that retreat, and watch the universe line up everything in order to meet you, because your higher self is guiding you there.
Yeah, I will tell you that I shared during the break a little bit about that story for me. And actually, I'm probably going to share it on an interview where I'm being interviewed. But my life was so different after that retreat. My life was so different after 10 days with Sidonia Cahill in the desert in California, in ways that I couldn't describe. But I will tell you that the career path, this is one thing, the career path I was on to get a high executive level job, to work with organizations on organizational change, that did not happen. I turned down a seven-figure job opportunity because something was different in my soul. And my soul led me to where I am today. And that is the retreat that I owe this to helping me become a better person to create a better world. That's just one simple transformation. But that is the power of what we're talking about today, Cornelia. Thank you so much for doing it.
Thank you so much, Pat, for, you know, hosting this show and bringing me on today so that I can talk about this amazing retreat. I appreciate your audience and the listeners. Thank you for supporting the Transformation Talk Radio Network, the team, K KKNW. I just love all of you guys because we wouldn't be able to do the things that we're doing without you. So it takes a whole team. It takes a village. And like you said, you know, you're launching all kinds of new technology things today. And I can't wait to see what it's going to be. And I'm grateful to be part of your network, have been part of it. It's just been fantastic.
Well, get your virtual reality glasses now. Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. Another hour coming up on Transformation Talk Radio right now. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.